Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We consider ourselves to be a real part of the American society. We are here to build, we are helping, we are doing the best of what we can.
Yusuf Hanan asks for peace following the killing of his six-year-old Muslim nephew. Authorities say the boy and his mother were stabbed by their landlord after the man became obsessed with war coverage. Jewish and Muslim groups both report a rise in threats. President Joe Biden has voiced support for Israel, but the White House is also trying to open an aid corridor into Gaza. Humanitarian groups describe crowded hospitals close to losing power and hundreds of thousands of refugees in a desperate search for bread and water. Republicans in the House plan a floor vote for Speaker today. Politico describes a high-pressure campaign, including primary threats by frontrunner Jim Jordan of Ohio, that has converted at least two holdouts. Texas Representative Dan Crenshaw supports Jordan, but tells CNN democracy is messy.
I think what the real problem is that we've allowed a different process of democracy to take hold within our own conference, which is that majority doesn't rule.
The D.C. federal judge presiding over former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference trial is barring Trump from making public statements targeting prosecutors or court staff. It's the second gag order imposed on him in a month. Trump is suing former British spy Christopher Steele over a dossier tying Trump to Russian 2016 election interference. Trump claims the shocking and scandalous charges damaged his reputation, but Steele's lawyers are asking the U.K. court to toss the suit. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says 23,000 newly arrived migrants, half of them children, have pushed emergency shelters to capacity. Healey says she's no longer waiting for the federal government to speed up work permits.
They want to work. They want to support their families. And we have thousands of open jobs going unfilled here in our state.
Some Republican lawmakers in Tennessee say the state should reject all federal education funding. The state gets nearly $2 billion a year, most of it for low-income students and students with disabilities. House Speaker Cameron Sexton says parents and the state would have more freedom without it.
When you take federal government money, their philosophies, what they want you to do is different than probably what the state wants to do.
In Ohio, voting is underway for a November ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. Polls show nearly 60% of Ohio voters say abortion should be legal, but Republican Governor Mike DeWine is voting no.
It would make us have some of the most pro-abortion laws in the nation. It would put us in the same category as California and other states. That's just not where Ohio is.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.